I'd like to thank everybody for being here again. I have a short verse to start. So let's stand up, we'll read the verse, we'll pray, and then we'll... The James 4:17, James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Dear Lord, just thank you for this time. You promised you'd be here when two or three of us are gathered together. Just show your presence, be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. James 4:17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The November elections are soon to be, with other items being voted on also. If you are thinking we just won't vote, are you aiding and abetting? If you do not vote for the person who best acknowledges God's principles, are you aiding and abetting? What about the amendments? Do we need to know how they stack up against God's word? We need to give our yea or nay according to Scripture. Maybe we just don't vote. How is that right? Maybe you just don't know. When we get to heaven, do you think God is going to hold us responsible for some of the things we allowed to happen? Or at least by not saying, no, that is wrong. Maybe we can't stop the wrong to be done, but we can still let them know that it is wrong. Maybe the same goes for the right. Let them know. When we are voting, we are telling God and man what side of the fence we are on. What do I get out of this vote? What do I get out of this if I vote this way? Does God agree with the way I am voting? James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The law books. Aiding and abetting, Wikipedia. It is a legal doctrine of the guilt of someone who aids or abets, encourages, incites another person in the commission of a crime or in another's suicide. It exists in a number of different counties, countries, and generally allows a court to pronounce someone guilty for aiding and abetting in a crime, even if he or she is not the principal offender. The words aiding and abetting and accessory are closely used, but have differences. While aiding means providing or assistance to someone, abetting means encouraging someone else to commit a crime. Accessory is someone who, in fact, assists in the commission of that crime committed primarily by someone else. However, in some jurisdictions, have merged being an accessory before the fact with aiding and abetting, which simply means you can be charged for accessory if you're just aiding. There is also another legal principle. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, which is the legal principle holding that person who is unaware of a law may not escape liability for violating that law merely by being unaware of its content. Do we avoid knowing what the Bible says sometimes so we can go through life not knowing what is right or wrong, so we can go about doing what we want to do or not to do? James 17, verse 6. Judges chapter 17, verse 6. Judges chapter 17, verse 6. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Do you think when we get to heaven, God is going to let us play the card of, I didn't know? I doubt it. I do not think any of us really dig into the right and wrong of God's word. We are content with what we know, what is right and what is wrong. I want to turn to Genesis 5, verses 1 through 3. Genesis chapter 5. Verses 1 through 3. This is the book of generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called them their name Adam, the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. God was very specific in his creation. When God created man, he created man in God's likeness. The Bible uses the word begat. When man begat man, it was in the likeness of man. There were specific genders, male and female. All the living things God created, when you plant an apple tree, you expect to get apples. When a sheep has a baby, you expect a lamb. When you are born in the likeness of your father or your mother. You don't get to decide if you want to be a parrot or a boy or a girl. God's design in creation is very distinct. It does not change. That brings to verse another mind. It brings a verse to mind. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. I'll read this one. We got a lot more to go. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God expects some things to say the same. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. That brings more verses to mind. Romans chapter 1. Verses 25 through 32. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Everybody beat me? 25 through 32. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use in that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working which seem unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hater of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I'm going to be reading some more verses shortly, too. There's life in the blood, all right? Deuteronomy 12, verses 23 and 24. Deuteronomy chapter 12. Deuteronomy chapter 12. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, that thou mayest not eat of the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Life is in the blood, all right? We're going to read a couple more. Genesis 9, verses 4 through 6. Genesis chapter 9, verses 4 through 6. Genesis chapter 9, verses 4 through 6. But the flesh was the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. But surely your blood of your lives will I require. In the hand of every beast will I require it. At the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of a man. Who sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made man, made of God made he man. Verse 6 again. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for the image of God made he man. I have a bonus sentence in there, all right? Jesus Christ gave his blood, his life, so that we will never die a spiritual death and will not have to spend an eternity in hell. Exodus 20, verse 13, one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Murder is the act of unlawfully killing a human being with premeditated malice by a person of a sound mind. The shedding of blood is considered murder. There is blood flowing through the life of an unborn child. When an abortion is performed, the unborn child is torn apart. Thus the shedding of blood. Is that not murder? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And then I'm going to read Luke chapter 1, verse 41. Luke chapter 1, verse 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard this situation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Abortion is wrong, is it not? The killing of a pregnant woman and her unborn child is considered a double homicide in many states. Another law in most states requires professionals to report suspected crimes against children. I suspect murder is right there up at the top, don't you think? An unborn child pretty much has no voice of their own. What do you think he or she would say if he or she could talk? Shouldn't we speak up and say abortion is wrong? Man has made himself a god, for he thinks he has the right to decide who will live and who will die. Focus. I think it really is really easy to lose focus sometimes. What is important to us, it seems like right now, is our most important focus. We let our flesh get in the way. If it's too hot, if it's too cold, I want something good to drink. We become consumed with self. God tells us to be more concerned with the spiritual treasures laid up in heaven. For God will take care of us if we place importance of what God places of importance. Ask yourself, what does God want? What does God want to go along with what I want? If not, do we need to change what we want? Sometimes we try to pull scripture out to justify what we are doing, or we ask the right person to get the answer we want. That's what King Rehoboam did, and look what that got him. A great rebellion broke out. The future is more important than the now, for if we don't prepare for the future, there will be no now in the future. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21, and verse 30 and 31. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he brought with him, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for thee for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? So he that layeth up treasures for himself, and is not rich toward God. And then 30 and 31. And for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Last Sunday, during Sunday school, we discussed cost. Nothing is free in life. Every decision we make has a cost. We make a lot of decisions for the here and now, and a lot of times we don't pay for them, but our children do. We allow our children to be ignorant of some of the wrongs in our society. We allow our children to be ignorant of some of the wrongs in our society, and pretty soon it will be accepted. It will be accepted as a normal way of life when God said otherwise. Okay? Our children need to be aware of what is wrong and what is right. There is a cost to raising a family, both financially and spiritually. To raise a family in the way God endorses is more costly and more important than our financial gain. To vote in November for what would please God does not always benefit us financially or for the here and now, but it is for our spiritual well-being and for our children. The children of this church are the future of this church. What are we doing to give them a future? God has blessed us with much. Sometimes I don't think we recognize everything he has given us. It has become the norm, and that is the way it is to be. And if I don't get an extra side of food, God's not blessing me. We have become self-absorbed. What is in it for me? I've talked about it in our prayer life. Does it glorify God? Does it give God or Jesus Christ the authority of who he is? Does it cause others to believe on Jesus Christ? This is probably how we should attack every day of our life. Does it give God authority of who he is? Does it glorify God? Does it cause others to believe on Jesus Christ? God promises to take care of us if we take care of the things of God. Tonight's lesson was more of a thought-provoking. I want you guys to think of the future and how it's going to affect us if we just let things slide. If you feel that something was said that you need to come up forward and pray for, now is the time. If you don't have Christ as your Savior, if you don't know him, now would be a time to come forward too. And if not, we'll just take a minute and pray.